Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And we do want to introduce our next guest. Very important person.
Yeah, Nancy Serra is the superintendent of the Consolidated School District of New Britain as we continue Superintendent Tuesday. Nancy, good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
First off, we have a couple of, because we try to look for answers all morning. This, how many students do you actually have in your school district?
Just over 10,000.
Okay, so that was right. And is it 14 schools or 18 schools?
17. You were close.
That was close. In the Price is Right, I would have. Yeah. In the Price is Right, I would have won.
That's right.
I was under. Ray noticed that at least one school, the DiLoreto school, and this is not why we got you on, but to talk and Joan, but in breaking news, kind of, the DiLoreto school will be closed for a couple of days, correct?
That is correct. We decided yesterday afternoon to close them really just for today. Wednesday is a virtual day anyway, so it's
okay
for today, and it's really for contact tracing on the buses and pulling video and ensuring that all students we're practicing social distancing and mask wearing while on the buses. We don't want to take any chances.
How difficult has the adjustment been? Because obviously there had to be some physical changes made. I imagine you're probably spending more money than is in the budget. This has got to be a pretty difficult transition for a superintendent and all the people that work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right now, if you had asked me that 8 weeks ago, I wouldn't have been as maybe chipper. But, it's, you know, the sad reality is it's routinized almost to the point now where we do have our daily task force meetings first thing in the morning to discuss staffing, to discuss any cases, positive cases. And we meet often throughout the day in the event we need it because of a potential positive case. So it's changed a lot. But I will say, we've worked really hard since March, since the closure, to ensure that the product we're delivering to our kids and our families is much more robust than it was last March.
Nancy, you mentioned buses, but checking on the buses and that kind of thing. When we talked in August, one thing that everybody was concerned about, and we were as well, was how kids were going to handle being on the buses in this COVID era in which we now live. Do you think that's gone well? Do you think there can be improvements? What's your thoughts on the kids riding buses? And are as many kids riding buses now? Are parents more inclined to drive their children to school?
Right, and I think yes to most of that. We have really strongly encouraged our families, if they can, to bring their students to school daily. However, we do still have students riding the buses. They are not that crowded on the buses, which is a blessing. And for the most part, we have about 17 positive cases since the beginning of the school year. And when we trace back and we're on the buses, I think there was one instance in which students were not practicing social distancing. But that's not really too bad when you think about the the days that we've been in school.
Oh, yeah.
So all in all, I think our students have done amazingly well in terms of practicing these mitigating strategies daily. It's oftentimes that if they're contacting the virus, it's out in the community or in our staff community outside of New Britain.
Yeah, you know, and I would say, just, you know, having had kids of my own, that you kind of say, the older they get, the more likely they are to have no problem with doing what needs to be done. It's the young kids. I mean, they don't, why am I wearing a mask? I don't get it. So that's quite a sales job, I would think.
Right. But I have to say, you'd be amazed at how flexible our youngest learners are. It gets a little tougher when they are older, just from the nature of being a teenager and wanting to be close and shoulder to shoulder with friends,
I've been there.
But certainly, I think our families have done a great job in reinforcing our message when the kids are home and when they come to school, because we've really not had too many issues. I have a really supportive board. They did pass a policy early on that mask wearing was mandatory in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
But quite honestly, our students are rising to the occasion. They're doing a great job.
Talking with New Britain Superintendent Nancy Serra here on the morning show with Ray and Joe. The Current had a story this morning that 5,000 students across the state are not doing remote learning. Two-part question, Nancy. Number one, what do your numbers show as far as kids participating in the remote learning? And if they're not, what can be done to get them to participate?
Right. Well, you know, last March we were challenged with connecting students. We had about, I would say, 1,200 students out of 10,000 that didn't have connectivity. From March until now, we have brought that down to close to zero. We have, out of 10,000 students, about 200, a little over 200 students that have not yet connected. So I'd say we're doing remarkably well, but that's not good enough. We have 200 that we still need to reach. And I do have my partnership office. I have family school liaisons who are connecting with families, you know, looking at a triage. Is it to do with medical? Is it to do with connectivity? What is the issue? And it's more of reaching out a hand to help and support to get all of our kids on online or in school. The other thing that we have done is those students who were disengaged last year when we were tracking them closely, they are offered 4 days a week now.
Okay.
So while we're in a hybrid model, my students who were the most disengaged last year, our highest need students, our ELs and our students with special needs, are offered 4 days a week.
You lost in the spring at least 2 months of school. And, you know, now you're back and it's proceeding apace. But what is, you know, what's that going to do ultimately? What are you going to do with the kids who missed that two months of school?
Well, I think our first effort was at the beginning of the year, saying to those students who really missed that schooling and our most at-risk learners, who are our second language learners and our students with special needs, we want to have you in our buildings every day, except for Wednesdays.
Okay.
So we are trying to build back lost time with that population. And, you know, we have our plan is to, at the end of November, reassess and bring more students in, not necessarily full in. We want to take this slowly and step slowly into the water, you know, and bring, we have a list of students that we will be reaching out to bring back in at the end of November as phase two.
What's been the reaction, Nancy, of your teachers as far as the remote learning is concerned?
You know, we've got to give credit to our teachers. This is a huge learning curve for our teachers, right? And they have risen to the occasion, you know, and doesn't go without the bumps and the bruises and the, you know, the maybe disagreements here and there. But at the end of the day, every week you can see quality lesson plans online for our families to view. And we've spent a lot of time, training, and dollars in our technology platform in the event we have to go back to a full virtual. And we're just really pleased that we're able to be in school now to support our teachers with that technology if they need it. It's more difficult when they, if we're in a full virtual environment. So we're happy to have them in the buildings. We've added on, you know, to your point, we've spent dollars, a lot of dollars, to increase our technology department so that there are more hands available to help staff as they navigate this new terrain.
Do you think ultimately schools of education, like NEAG and the others, do you think they'll get to the point where they're going to start including this in the curriculum?
You know, technology?
Distance learning.
Absolutely. And I, you know what, there's opportunities here, right? And I don't want to not speak of those opportunities. You know, we've known for quite some time, especially in an urban area, that what we've been doing is not working. And that's across the state in our urban areas. It's not strictly New Britain.
Right, exactly.
And I think we have to take lessons learned from this to say, well, how do we personalize an education for a student who maybe is not that typical student who wants to come to brick and mortar every day?
Yeah.
And so if we don't seize these opportunities now to explore what can be post-pandemic, then we're missing an opportunity.
Okay.
Nancy, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule to join us. Good luck. Stay safe, and I'm sure we'll visit again soon. Nancy Serra is the superintendent of the Consolidated School District of New Britain. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for being on. That's Superintendent Tuesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.